Hello and welcome to this new episode of Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers podcast. Today we're talking about how a narcissistic mother uses drama to manipulate you. And most importantly, I want to speak to how this has an impact on your life. If your mother is narcissistic or has strong narcissistic tendencies, you're very familiar with drama, and I know that. Because drama is what she uses to manipulate you and control you. So let me ask you, do you feel guilty around your mother? Have you often done what she wanted you to do in order to avoid her outbursts? Has something you've done or said frequently started crazy drama in your entire family because your mother went around and stirred it all up? And these are only some scenarios that I can offer you today among a long list. And if you're nodding right now, you know what I'm talking about when I say the word drama. I don't even need to explain, right? We all have been through our fair share of drama at the hand of our mothers. And for many of us, we may not even call it drama anymore. We may be so used to it that we feel it's just the way our mother is. It's just the way things are going with our mothers. Have you described your mother as maybe a little overreactive? Or she's just a bit dramatic, but you know, that's how she is. We've learned to put up with it. Because we live with it. We learn to minimize it and normalize it. But deep down, this has a strong impact in how we're going to relate and live our life. And that's the main thing. And I want to get to that in a moment. But first, let's look at why narcissistic mothers are so fond of drama and how they actually use it. Okay, there's three main reasons they use drama. And the first one is drama to avoid feelings. So intense feelings, intense emotions are her enemy. A narcissistic mother is that way, is actually narcissistic because she has never developed the capacity to be with the intensity of emotions that are not comfortable to sit in. Through her life, the trauma she had in childhood, we don't need to go and unpack that for her. That's her job. But that is what makes her the way she is. So she avoids any bit of intensity by creating drama that puts the intensity all on you. You feel frustration. You feel the hurt. You feel the guilt. You worry for her while she's fine. Have you noticed how after she has done the drama, after she stirred the drama, she gets on with her day while you are left dysregulated, exhausted, upset, and so on? Have you noticed that? Because I've seen that in my family so many times, and actually I have observed really, really well the moment in which my grandmother or my mother got to the place that the stirred enough drama that got me completely dysregulated, and there's like this instantaneous shift in them. You see them, they can actually just start being normal again and going about their own day, while I'm left in that was my past, it's not anymore, thanks God, but I was left in a heap. Like I was left completely dysregulated, so angry, maybe so frustrated, or actually crying or whatever. And at that point, they were fine. Because in that moment, that's the game. And if you've experienced that with your own mother, you know what I'm talking about, is the moment when the intensity is not on her anymore and it's on you. You're handling the intensity. She doesn't have to anymore. So that's one way, and one of the main reasons is avoiding the intensity, but that's one way they can use the drama, to put the intensity on you. And that wasn't even your problem. That wasn't even your thing, and you're left wondering how or why you are now feeling all this intensity while your mother is just getting on with her day just fine. The second reason they use drama is to validate their story. So we all know that a narcissistic person wants to get validation for their story. So this is drama that is with you, because she may want that validation from you, but also with others. She may want to come across as the victim of the situation or as the only one who's right in the situation. And so she needs that external validation to feel right or to validate her victim story, to possibly make anyone who disagree with her wrong, to get allies to prove her point. So the more drama she can stir around the topic, the more validation she's going to get. That simple visit to a doctor becomes a crazy dramatic story when she recounts it to others. And you may be sitting there going, I was at that visit with her, and it actually wasn't all that dramatic. But you're seeing how other people get hooked up in that drama, and they validate her, and they tell her, oh, you poor thing, oh, that must have been so dreadful, and oh, your daughter that was with you but actually didn't fully help you, and so on and so forth. So that's how they use drama. This energizes her while it is leaving you or anyone else involved exhausted or dragged into the mud, because that drama can turn into a smear campaign, can turn into telling stories about you that are not true to other people, telling inflated versions of the story, dramatic versions of the story, when you're like, I actually showed up on time, I helped her, I took all these phone calls for her, I did all these things, and all I'm getting is this big bunch of drama that is not even true. And the third way is the drama that's actually to control you. Like we said at the beginning, she might be getting you to do what she wants by stirring drama. And you, in order to stop that drama, you are running to do whatever she wants, because you know that if you don't, God knows what's going to happen. She's going to call the entire family. She's going to make a scene, or she's going to go into total victimhood, or God knows, or she's going to break something, actually, sometimes on purpose, not always, but some drama and disaster is going to happen if you don't go and do what she's asking. And in order to avoid that drama, you will break your own boundaries or not set any at all. In order to avoid the drama, you will put your mother's needs in front of yours or in front of the needs of your own family and loved ones. You will become the family go-to to keep everyone's emotion under control, maybe with your people-pleasing skills, all in order to avoid drama. I have done anything to avoid drama with my mother and my grandmother. I've actually completely deprioritized my own family, my own children, my own health for years, all in the name of avoiding the drama that I had witnessed as a child, and I knew that was going to happen if I didn't step in the middle and sort of put a patch on everything all the time and do always what she wanted or what they wanted in my case. So these are the three things. Drama to avoid the intensity of her own feelings, drama to validate her story, and drama to control you. With all that said, it's fair to say, as daughters of narcissistic mothers, we have seen a lot of drama. And we can also say we're a bit fed up with it, right? Which is how all of this has an impact on our lives going forward. Let me go deeper into this, as it is super important. This topic has created, personally for me, so much suffering in my own life, so much self-sabotaging, so much people-pleasing, so much limiting of my own life, that I really want to speak to it so the same does not have to happen to you. Or if it has happened to you for years like it has happened to me, now you get to understand it, you get to understand the pattern, and you can go, you know what? Let's stop this now, because this has to end now. Have you ever said to yourself out loud that the only thing you wish for is some peace? I have, for years. That's all I wanted. Give me some damn peace. That's all I'm asking for, guys. I just want peace. Have you ever looked at your partner, maybe, or at your kids, going through some emotional intensity or some whatever they were going through, and wish they could just get on with it and not be so dramatic and just give you some peace? I have, for years. Have you ever felt your partner should just stop bothering you and make things easier rather than creating all these problems all the time? I have, for years. I'm putting my hand up with all these questions. So you're not alone. If you're answering yes, you're not alone. Do you jump from one job to another? Maybe because, you know, there's intensity with the boss. There's some intensity with coworkers. If you're looking back, you're like, there's a bit of a pattern. I've started so many jobs and there were always problems that made me leave. I have. 4 years. So no judgment at all here. You know that there's no judgment in this space. This is a safe space. We are here to reflect on these questions and look back and go, whoa, there's a pattern here. It started because of my mother's behavior. It started because of what I've experienced in childhood, but I'm continuing it now. And the minute I get aware of this pattern, I can actually change it. I can stop it. I can start living and start reclaiming my life and start breaking free from what I've suffered because of my mother. I don't know if you've noticed, I have added that to the title of this podcast, Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers, in the icon. I've added breaking free because that's what we want to do. We're here to break free from that. We're not here to rehearse the story. We're not here to say it again and again and again. We're actually here to break free from that and reclaim our lives. So no judgment. Having lived years of your life suffocated by the drama your mother stirred for just about anything, it is only natural to not want any drama in your life anymore, to wish for some peace, to wish for things to be simple. There's nothing wrong with you not wanting any more drama. Where this gets problematic and where this has a really big, big impact on our lives that is not helpful is when we don't differentiate between drama and intensity. And that's the big deal. We can choose not to have drama in our lives through mindset, through behavior, through boundaries, but we can't choose not to experience intensity when engaging with life. And yet, that intensity might feel like too much to handle. It might feel like it's the same as drama. And that is because when we experience trauma growing up, like we've had narcissistic mothers, so some sort of trauma growing up we've experienced for a fact. So that brings us to have a small window of capacity for intensity. Meaning your nervous system gets overwhelmed very quickly when triggered. And this is not something that's broken in you. It's not something that we need to fix. You're not wrong for it. That's just how the nervous system works. When we've been through trauma, developmental trauma, as in the first 6-7 years of our life, attachment trauma, which is something we've experienced with a narcissistic mother, or a mother that was emotionally unavailable, or a mother that was so self-absorbed in her own stresses and in her own issues that wasn't actually able to provide what we needed as babies from an emotional safety level. We've experienced trauma, and that reduces, as we get on with life, our window of capacity in the nervous system to actually be resilient to triggers. So what happens, because we don't have the tools, we don't know how the hell to deal with it. Even, I know years ago when I started becoming aware of this, I still didn't have the tools. So I was like, okay, I'm aware of all this stuff, but I don't know how to deal with it. So I'm just going to limit my life. The tendency is to decide that we need to avoid not only drama, but all manners of intensity. Meaning that when a part of you gets triggered, you react and either go into wanting to escape the situation, you know, in flight mode. I'm just going to run right out of this situation. This job is getting too intense, too challenging. Let's run out. This relationship, my partner is getting too intense. Let's run out. That's one reaction. Or we get into a fight. Yeah, fight flight mode. So the fight mode is like we attack it, we react, we get, you know, we challenge the situation, and we actually end up hilariously, ironically, we end up creating more drama in our life by fighting and resisting the situations that are triggering us while we're trying desperately to avoid the drama. Or we go into freeze and the system goes into overwhelm. It gets numb. We feel depressed. We feel demotivated. We self-sabotage and so on. So this entire thing leads to highly limiting your life experience. And as I said, ironically, it actually leads to more drama because we end up with relationships that don't work. We end up with jobs that don't actually work. We end up with careers that fail. We end up with dreams that we wanted to achieve and were not. We end up with children that are actually, we don't know how to deal with them anymore because they are now dysregulated, because we have been dysregulated. I know how that feels. So we're creating more drama in the desperate attempt to avoid life's intensity, because we don't have the capacity for that because of how our mother was or is. We actually end up creating more drama. Any of you listening in ever felt that drama is actually following you? I definitely have. Felt like I was a magnet for drama. If there was drama anywhere around, it was going to come to me. The more I tried to avoid the intensity, the more I created drama in my life. Despite my deep want to avoid drama at all costs, my deep desire for peace. So that's the difference. Drama, it's like what your mother used to do, and maybe still does. That constant adding on to a situation that actually may be intense to begin with. That's okay. It's like, let me give you an example. I've burned the dinner in the oven. Well, that could be an intense situation if you have guests arriving, or if you even have your family waiting, sitting for dinner, got two daughters and a husband that might want their dinner. They were relying on me that day for preparing it, and I've burned the entire thing in the oven, and now there's no time to make it again. That is an intense situation because in that moment, well, you have to think on your feet. You have to figure out a solution. You have to find something else to do. Sometimes maybe you don't have any more ingredients. So there's an intensity. There is a moment of unpredictability, uncertainty, and you need to figure something out. That's intensity. The drama is if you start going on like, oh, this is always happening to me. I never do anything right. This oven is horrible and it always burns stuff. This is because, and then you ring your mother and you tell her, and then she adds on to the drama and so on. And I know this is a silly example, right? It's like, that's an everyday God. Like, I mean, do you get that shaken up if you burn the dinner? I have. I had such a wound of not feeling enough that, to be honest, burning the dinner for my family felt like I have committed a really bad crime, and I felt extremely guilty, and a heap of drama was heaped onto it. So if you have ever felt anything like that over something like this, I want you to know you're not alone, because again, it's not the simplicity of the situation is not the thing. It's the capacity of our nervous system to deal with it. That is what we're working with. So for some of us, it can seem apparently very, very simple situations that for other people would not be intense at all, can actually extremely dysregulate our system. So there's no judgment as to what creates that intensity for you. But that's the difference. The intensity is just being present in the situation and actually go, okay, there is a moment of challenge. There is a moment of having to figure out a new solution. There may be even a moment where I'm feeling like my heartbeat goes up, my breath is shallow, my legs feel numb, whatever's happening in your body, all of that can be very intense. That's the intensity. The story that we add onto it by telling others, by telling ourselves, and that's all the drama. And that's the part that we're trying not to go for anymore, because we've seen a lot of it. But by trying to avoid that drama, we're actually avoiding internal intensity, which is part of life. That can't be avoided. Maybe you have some dreams you would like to go for, but there's going to be intensity on that path. So parts of you keep self-sabotaging. I know, like I've said this before, you know, when I started, I'm episode 151 today, but I've started this podcast and I remember sitting in front of the microphone and boy, the intensity in my nervous system, did like anxiety, fear, what if I say something wrong? What if people don't like it? Rejection, who am I to do this? But God knows, you know the drills, yeah? So that was coming up. Now, if I am running away from everything that's intense in life, I am not going to go through with it. Or maybe I'll go through with it for a few episodes, but then I'm just going to drop everything the minute someone gives me some critical feedback or a nasty comment, which unfortunately happens when you put yourself out like this. So intensity we're always going to meet. Maybe you struggle in relationship. Maybe you are constantly waiting for a partner that will never trigger you or upset you, because in this constant wanting to avoid drama and intensity, you are looking for the perfect partner. I've camped there for a very long time, even in my own relationship, constantly comparing my current partner to this perfect idea of a perfect partner that I had in my head. And that actually created way more drama than the drama that I was trying to avoid. The intensity that I was trying to avoid, which was the intensity of actually being vulnerable and open up to a relationship that, yes, every relationship has the potential to hurt. That's the nature of it. Maybe this shows up in your life with a constant lack of motivation and a constant exhaustion, because our system can do that. When we're constantly avoiding intensity because our nervous system can't deal with it, then our system is constantly overwhelmed, and so we're feeling this drag and pull towards the motivation and exhaustion all the time. And it doesn't matter how long we sleep. It doesn't actually, that usually messes up our sleep as well. But it doesn't matter how many hours you're sitting on your couch, you're still demotivated. You still never build up that capacity to do things. And that's all related to the avoiding of the intensity, because our nervous system doesn't have the capacity. Or maybe you may be coping with it by controlling everything in your environment. I know the feeling. I've tried that. I have been trying to avoid intensity most of my life, and controlling was the thing that I was doing the most. And that controlling of everything, hilariously, again, it's ironic, but that was really intense. That was exhausting my nervous system. But there's this part that just wants to protect, that goes, if you control everything, you're going to be fine. There's not going to be any drama. You're going to be 10 steps ahead of drama all the time. You're smarter than drama. You can see it coming and you're going to stop it. But by doing that, I was actually stopping life, because we cannot predict everything, all the variables. That's impossible. The only way we can do that is by limiting our life more and more and more and more. None of this makes you wrong. So if you've been listening to this and you're like, oh my God, I've been doing this. Oh my God, this is true. This is really what I've been doing. None of this makes you wrong. Without the tools to support your nervous system during intensity, you're not meant to know how to go through it, because your mother, she really didn't know how to deal with intensity. She still doesn't, if she's still alive. My mother has no idea how to deal with intensity. No idea. My grandmother, oh boy, oh boy. No idea. So what I've seen, what I've witnessed in my years growing up, is intensity turns into drama and that's lethal. So we avoid it at all cost. But with the right tools, you can offer that support to yourself and to your nervous system, gently increase your capacity for intensity, which means a lot more of life becomes available to you. You will stop self-sabotaging or having to constantly control everything. You will be able to differentiate intensity from drama. And actually, when there's unnecessary drama around you, you will be able to set the proper boundaries without adding to the drama or without being manipulated by it. Because this also goes back to when we're constantly trying to avoid that intensity. There is an intensity in setting boundaries with your mother when she's stirring drama. There is an intensity in that moment. If you've tried to set boundaries, you know that. It's intense. It's not that easy. It doesn't just happen. There is an intensity. You have to challenge your mother. You have to prepare for possible consequences. You have to, you know, the expectations of her reacting or overreacting to the boundary and all of that stuff. So there is an intensity that you have to go through to be able to set boundaries and get less drama in your life. When I set a boundary recently with my family, said that I couldn't deal with certain things anymore and kind of double down in my no contact with some people, oh, that stirred a lot of drama. So there was a lot of intensity for them, and witnessing that drama caused an intensity in my nervous system for sure. So when you can increase that window capacity of intensity that you can deal with, you open up your more life for yourself. You start being able to deal way better with your narcissistic mother, flying monkeys, and all of that. Your boundaries become stronger. A whole lot of stuff changes. And it all comes from increasing this window of capacity of intensity that your system can take on. And with the right tools, what right now seems like absolutely impossible, seems like climbing Mount Everest would be easier for you than to do this one thing, whatever that is for you. With the right tools and the right work on your nervous system, it actually becomes way easier to do. So that intensity reduces. That peace that you're looking for is not in the avoiding of the intensity, is in the increasing the capacity of your nervous system to be with the intensity. And that actually brings the peace, because you start being able to do those things. And there's a peace that comes with that. All those things that you're avoiding that make you anxious just to think about it is because your nervous system doesn't have the capacity. But then once the nervous system has the capacity, you're like, oh, you know, setting a boundary with my boss wasn't that bad. Doing that episode on the podcast that I've always wanted to do, that wasn't that bad. Writing that full book, and I'm speaking for myself here, how long have I been avoiding writing a full novel? I've finished 3. But that's because I went through the intensity of, you know, all the fears that come up, the imposter syndrome, the fear of rejection, da da da. Again, you know the drill. But that was not a pushing or forcing. It wasn't even mindset. That's actually an increasing the capacity of the nervous system. That's where it all is. And because of that, that is actually the work that I'm bringing with a one-on-one program. If you're ever interested in that, going specific on your own situation, how do we break free? How do I reclaim my life? That is how we do it. And also, I am making very soon a course available, a self-paced course for you to do in your own time, your own pace. That's going to become available soon. So if you want to know more about the course, or you want to be notified when it launches, sign up to the newsletter in the link in the description of this episode, so you'll get to know when the course is available. And if you are experiencing a lot of what I've talked about, a lot of that intensity and a lot of that drama in your relationship, maybe in your marriage, then head to the He Wants, She Wants Marriage podcast, which I'm hosting alongside my husband. there's a link in the description for that too, because there is where we talk about that. There is where we talk about how we deal with this intensity that comes up, because relationship, I mean, the perfect partner, it's a beautiful idea. In my own personal experience, doesn't actually exist. Why? Because we've all come to relationship with some kind of pattern and some kind of coping strategy and some kind of baggage. And that comes up, especially in marriage, especially in long-term relationship. And so learning how to work with that together can really, really, really turn a relationship around. So that's the He Wants, She Wants Marriage podcast is there for you for that. So with all that said, I wish you a wonderful 2 weeks. I'm going to see you again in 2 weeks' time for the next episode. Until then, I send you lots of love. Bye for now.